All right, everybody, if you would make yourselves comfortable. Just sit or lie back and settle in. Those of you, I think I heard our friends in Zambia, and I want you not to settle in too much, okay? Because this is a vulnerable time for getting too relaxed. All right. And when you're comfortable, just begin by taking a few nice, long, deep breaths. Just being with the body. Being with the breath. No concern for anything other than just breathing in and breathing out. As the breathing returns to normal, allow your awareness to expand, to include your whole body, from head to toe. Being as open as you can be, aware of, sensitive to your body, your whole body, in a way that allows it to give you any more information that it might have for you today. And then taking another nice long deep breath, shift your awareness to your emotions, what you're feeling right now. And once again, just be as open as you can to any insights what you're feeling might offer you. Another deep breath. Allow your awareness to expand to include your mind. Not trying to change anything or improve anything, but just noticing. And once again, if any insights drop in, you're right there and available. Now, one more expansion of awareness. This one allows you to be in your favorite experience of nature. Now, you know, this is not an opportunity for conditioned mind to come in and try to decide which is your absolute most favorite experience. Just go to a place in nature that you love. Maybe you're with trees, by the ocean, in the mountains. Perhaps there's blue sky. Maybe cloudy skies. Maybe you like thunderstorms. Maybe puffy white clouds. Perhaps birds are singing. So whatever that is for you, feel your body relax and your heart open to this favorite experience of being in nature. In that experience that most of us find to be the unconditional acceptance of nature. A wish to be one with the stillness, the beauty. Peace. The expansiveness. The calm. Even in the midst of great activity, storms, thunder, lightning, rain, you can sense a peace and calmness. From which nature manifests. And when we're there, with nature in that way, you can feel a sense of wholeness, of belonging, being a part of, embraced by. A sense of connection. There's a sense of being accepted. Nothing in nature judges or criticizes you. You can relax. Be at ease. And yet, in a moment, in a split second, we can be made to feel other, separate. How does that happen? How do you go from a sense of oneness to feeling separate? When you have a sense of that, would you take another couple of nice long deep breaths? As you prepare to open your eyes and take out your journal and recorder, and then jot down and or record how the voices of karmic conditioning pulls you into its dualistic world of separation of self and other. And as you're realizing that, to see how that process manifests in every aspect of life. In relationship, work, health and fitness, environment, how that process takes us from a feeling of connection, oneness, acceptance, and belonging, and pulls us into its world of separation. So if you would record all of your insights in this exercise, and then, if you would, dial back into your pod at 11:45 so that you can process what you saw. Thank you.